But whatever you do, know the state of your business. You know, if you're a businessman, be involved with it. Watch what's going on and put your heart into caring for your business. You know, if you're a businessman, you know, otherwise you may experience some really devastating things. In fact, I know a man that a few years ago, he was in a church, and when he walked in, he had never been involved in a church where there'd been a man that was a prophet or anything. He was more or less, you might say, like a Baptist, like I was. He walked into he visited in a church with a friend. When he walked in, there was a man walked right up and put his finger in his face and said, "God just told me he's fixing to put you to test in your financial world." Well, this guy was a very wealthy guy. This guy had two Harley Davidsons in his garage at home. He had two BMWs in his garage at home. He had a $100,000 yacht out on the lake. He had a great, big, beautiful home. And man, I mean, he was what you would call a very well-to-do man. Well, he didn't know how to receive this, but when the guy told him, "The Lord told me he's going to put you to the test in your financial world." Well, it wasn't but about 6 months when somebody told him he had a big business up in Kansas City. And he told him, he said, "You know, the CPA said, I think you need to go up there and look and see what's going on. The numbers are not working out in Kansas City." So he went up there and took the CPA with him. And before they left, they found out the general manager of the plant was stealing from them. And the numbers were all messed up. And the man started losing businesses. And within another 6 months, this man went from, he said, "I was clearing about $5,000 a day." That's not bad. You know, I mean, to $5,000 a day, that, I mean, clear profit, that ain't bad. You know, you can live pretty well on that. No wonder he had two BMWs in the garage and nearly a $400,000-$600,000 house and all that stuff. But within a matter of months, he had lost every business, and he's working for Sears as a salesman for $175 a week. That's how far down he went. Now, he said, if that man hadn't have told me this, he said, I would have been mad at God. But he said, I thought, you know, Lord, you said through that prophet you were going to put me to the test. And you told me I need to stay faithful. And so I said, Lord, I don't understand what's going on. I never experienced this. I don't know. I just don't see what's happening. In fact, his wife left him when he didn't have all this money anymore. She told him he was a poor provider, and she was not married to him because she loved him. She was married to him for his money. And when he didn't have none no more, she leaves. He lost everything. I mean, family, only had one child at the time, but he lost everything. Well, about 2 years he went through this with nothing. I mean, he's just working as a salesman at Sears for peanuts. And finally, one day, he had a little piece of land, I forget, down on the coast somewhere, an acre or two he had bought when he had all that money. And a guy called him one day, and he said, you know, the building is really coming up down here. And that little piece of land you've got down here that we gave, I think, $5,000 or $10,000 for would be worth about $200,000. Would you like to sell it? He said, land, yes, by all means. And so he sold it, and that gave him some money, and he tithed off of it. And started investing again, and the man today is a multiplied millionaire over many times. And he's an old man today, really. I think he's about 90, but he's still alive, but he's serving God. But he went through that test so graciously. I thought, wow. He said, if God had not told me through that prophet that I was going to be tested in my financial world, he said, I'd have just threw in the towel and quit. But God told him that. So, I mean, you know, God can do anything, can't he? Yeah, you can be a millionaire, and then you can be nothing, you know. So riches don't last forever, you know. And the crown might not be secure for the next generation. We don't know what the next generation holds in the government, do we? If I didn't know Jesus today, hey, I'd be scared. But I know who holds tomorrow. I know who holds today. So I'm not the least bit concerned. But anyway, he tells us all these things. Verse 25 and 26. After the hay is harvested, the new crop appears, and the mountain grasses are gathered in. Your sheep will provide wool for clothing, and your goats will be sold for the price of a field. So if you're taking care of your business, back in those days, if you're taking care of your flock, you're watching and paying attention, that God is going to bring you through it, and that When you harvest your hay, there'll be a new crop appear. So you'll have a crop again next year. You don't even have to be concerned about what the last government did. And he said, oh, and your mountain grasses, when they're gathered in, your sheep will provide wool for clothing, and your goats will be sold for the price of a field. So if you take care of it, you won't have to be concerned. I mean, I remember during the days of the Depression, here we are raised up on a farm. We had a little farm, but we had some milk cows and everything. So when other people were starving, you know, here we are, you know, we had a little farm. We had cows and goats and sheep and all that stuff. And so, you know, we had plenty to eat. We had a garden. We had fruit trees, everything. So, you know, I didn't go hungry. I know a lot of people that did in other places, but we didn't. You know, my dad and mom served the Lord, and dad had a job driving a truck. He was making, I think, about $5 a day during the Depression, which was unheard of. You know, he had a real good job. He helped support his mother and dad and my mother's mother and dad with the little money that he made. Of course, the money he made wasn't little. You know, it was good. He had a good job back there, but he was a man that served the Lord, and mom too. And so we had no problems. God took care of us even through the Depression. Verse 27. And you will have enough goat's milk for you, your family, and your servants. So if you take care of your business, pay attention what's going on, God promises there that you will have enough goat's milk for you and your family and your servants. So that's a praise the Lord. Okay, chapter 28. The wicked run away when no one is chasing them. Isn't that amazing? But the godly are bold as lions. You know, now, isn't it amazing how that some people will feel like there's always somebody watching them? There's someone always after them. And you know what those things are? Those are evil spirits. Those are demons, you know, that are there. And when you learn, they're there because of sin. I mean, God promises in His Word, as you study the Word of God, you will find that the Lord promises you that if you obey Him, that He will keep the devil from you. He will not allow him to attack you. So if you're being tormented by the enemy, and if you are wanting to run away and you feel like something's chasing you all the time, there is a sin in your life that you need to get rid of. You need to overcome that. Maybe you're not walking in faith. That may be your only sin. I'm not walking in true faith. But when you walk in true faith and you obey God's word, you will learn to control your eyes. You'll learn to control your tongue. You'll learn to control everything about you. So you won't be making the little cutting remarks or telling the jokes and things that so many people do. Because the Lord says in His Word that we as Christians are not to be involved in any kind of coarse joking. You know, He said, I don't like it. So it's amazing how many men, especially when I was in the workforce, so many men told cutting jokes. But the Lord says, don't do that. You know, the perverse tongue. You have to be careful with that tongue. So if you'll do that, then you will not be one of the wicked. And see, the thing about it is, we fail to realize that we as Christians can be wicked. And we think about God's just talking about only those that are living in sin out here, that are lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, and all those things. But no, do you know of a Christian person that ever had an abortion? I do. I know several of them. Whenever they kill a child, they become a murderer. They're wicked in God's sight. You know, so they need to repent for that and make sure they don't do that anymore. Of course, whenever they had a baby out of wedlock, or even if they were married and they had a baby and then they killed it, they became wicked in God's sight. Now, if they wasn't married and they got involved in sexual sin in God's sight, you may be a Christian, but you're a wicked Christian. And you are not in obedience to His Word. And that's why we have so many Christians that are sick and afflicted and everything else. Because when we get into wicked, you know, all the things that talks about wicked, they fit you. And so the first thing you want to do is make sure that you repent of every sin and walk holy in His presence. Because He will send a demon to hurt you. I guarantee. This is something that it took me a lot of years to understand. But, you know, whenever you get into a sin, whatever it is, God will send a demon to hurt you. He will get your attention. You know that too, don't you, Tony?
I just got rid of one. Huh? I just got rid of one that's been with me for a year.
Okay, well, you know exactly what I mean then, don't you? And these little besetting sins that we don't understand, you know, that he will send those things. And, of course, where he really gives us that so clear is when he talks about that if we, as his children, we do not forgive from our heart. He said, I will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. I mean, Jesus is telling Peter that in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. And after he says that, you know, when this man would not forgive, he sent a tormenting spirit to him, to his wife, to his children, and all of his assets. Now, what kind of a heyday do you think a tormenting spirit could have if he, God, turns your assets over to him? He can break your car. He can burn your house down. He can really have a heyday with you. You know, he can just do all kinds of things. But the average Christian, when bad things start happening to them, they just seem like they just can't put this together, that God is sending a demon to torment me. But it's very clear in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, that when this servant didn't forgive, the Lord says, I will turn you over to the torturers or the tormentors. And then, of course, that scripture, in fact, let's go there, Dave, right quick to Matthew 18. Let's go about 33 or 4, somewhere along there, to 32 or 33 to start out with. When he says here, shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant? Just let's go to verse 32. I think that's where he called him. The king called in the man he had forgiven and said, you evil or you wicked servant. Now, the King James says wicked. Now, this is one of his servants. He said, you evil or you wicked servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you? And then verse 34, he says, then the angry king sent the man to prison until he had paid every penny. Now then, flip over to the King James right there, Dave, on 34. And let's 34 and 35. And his Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.